When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Hello, Jason. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. Jason, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right, Jason, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll, all about the noise today, but you will never have to hear one again. Is it speakerphone people, megaphone preachers, leaf blowers, or backup beeping?
I loathe speakerphone people, especially in public. But I think I'm going to have to go with megaphone preachers. They just get under my skin in a way that most other people can't.
Yeah, that's fair.
I agree.
All right, Jason, here's your question. What color M&M was retired to make way for blue M&Ms in 1995?
Shot in the dark? Purple?
Was it light brown?
Tan, yeah.
Yeah.
What are the colors in M&Ms? Green, red, yellow, green, red, yellow, blue.
Then
brown.
Brown, got it.
That's it? Just five? All right. That is kind of weird. Like, why do you have to sacrifice a color just to add another color?
Wow.
You know what I mean? There's bags of the same size, so it'd just be fewer of each color, but just add it in, man.
I don't know.
That is a strange. Like, hey, we got to get rid of tan. Blue it is.
I think the only time I actively buy, like, a big bag of M&Ms is Christmas.
Halloween and Christmas, that is about it.
Yeah.
And they're delicious. I just never buy them. All right. Your question. Which legendary character killed Grendel? Which I maintain.
Sorry, say that again, the last part.
Which legendary character killed Grendel?
I don't know what Grendel is. Snow White.
Snow White.
Beowulf?
Beowulf. Doesn't Grendel sound like, I don't know, another name for your perineum? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, tickle my Grendel, baby. Yeah. Your question. Who is actress Blythe Danner's daughter?
No clue.
She's very Billie annoying. Eilish. Billie Eilish. That would be Gwyneth Paltrow.
Gwyneth.
I forgot to warn you guys. I'm kind of stupid, so we might be here for a while.
That's all right.
Yeah, that's an odd question.
What, the Blythe Danner one?
Yeah.
Screw you.
Well, I'm just saying, not knowing that doesn't make you dumb.
No, he's stupid. I mean, my
not
God.
Not knowing that Marrakesh is actually in Morocco. Morocco's just in northern Africa.
Yeah, that's a little ugly there.
That's where we look dumb.
All right, your question.
Is it India?
Well, then I thought it was at the end based on the restaurants, and it's not. Why would you name an Indian restaurant Marrakesh? Like, oh, no, it's in Africa. Like, cool. All right. I mean, if I go to, like, a Texas barbecue house and it's like, nah, dude, we just serve pasta. I'm like, well, what the F? Okay, your question. Iggy Pop is considered the grandfather of what genre? The shirtless one.
Brit rock?
Punk?
Punk.
Iggy.
Question five.
Iggy, where's your shirt?
Expressing myself.
Your question, when Columbus reached the Bahamas, where did he think he was?
India.
You're not dumb.
Okay. Nice job.
And guess what? Marrakesh, not in India.
That's right.
He got there. Where's
someone
the Marrakesh?
Someone says it wasn't JFK. It said it was FDR that said the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Was it FDR?
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't think
it's
it was
on the
JFK.
Text, but I don't know.
Well, then that guy was right, if that's the case.
Because, right, wasn't it on one of his classic like radio broadcasts?
I thought it was.
It's seeming that way.
It just, when I hear it in my head, it has that Massachusetts accent.
You know what? And I've seen the clip. It's a black and white.
It's got the hard Boston accent.
It's definitely FDR.
All right. It's FDR, not JFK.
And it was from his first inaugural address.
Okay. All
right. Well, now
we know what's going on.
Hello, Adrian. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, fellas. How's it going?
Hola.
Adrian, are you sober or not sober?
Oh, I'm not sober.
Are you drinking a men's room IPA in the bright yellow can?
No, we don't have those down here. I'm drinking a strawberry soju.
Where are you? Where are you, Adrian?
Santa Monica.
Okay, down in California.
Did you say you're drinking strawberry soju?
Yeah.
All right, I didn't see a Korean liquor coming up today.
No.
Well, we live by a Korean store.
Yeah.
Adrian, now you'll never have to hear one again. Are you taking speakerphone people, megaphone preachers, leaf blowers, or backup beeping?
Megaphone, for sure.
Speakerphone people?
Megaphone.
Oh, megaphone. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Hey, but I'm happy that was the actual Ozzy interview, you know? I enjoyed listening to it, and
The Ozzy interview.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, man.
I was more intrigued by Miles's voice.
Oh, damn.
I was. It's not an insult. It's just
I was too. I was like, who is that guy? You
know? How old are we, man?
But I sound a lot better now.
Oh, definitely.
Tons.
Oh,
yeah.
That's why I do phone sex.
Definitely, Miles.
Yeah, thank you, Adrian. I love you.
But he does phone sex on speakerphone.
To dudes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, touch me right there,
Come on, big preacher man. You know you wanted the sign says different, but I know.
All right, your question.
You want these two CDs?
Multiple choice. Ribbons, buttons, or patches. Compoundophobia is the fear of what? Ribbons, buttons, or patches.
Oh, my.
Compoundophobia?
Compoundophobia.
Buttons?
One and done.
Did you piece that together from the compoundo prefix?
Yeah, no, that was just a guess.
Okay.
All right.
Because you kept repeating it and then got it right. I'm like, tell me he's one of these spelling bee people. All right. True or false? Timothée Chalamet went to the same school as Nicki Minaj.
True. Yeah, I remember hearing that somewhere.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Where'd they go to school?
Somewhere in New York.
School of the Arts in New York.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of like Pac and Jada Pinkett
Smith.
Oh, yeah. Both from the same part of the country. Big W is the game, 206-803 Rock. Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Justin, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober, driving home.
All right, Justin, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll. Never have to hear one again. Are you taking speakerphone people, megaphone preachers, leaf blowers, or backup beepers?
You know, I think it was just last week I was donating plasma, and this girl was on her speakerphone the entire time, and I was like, you know, I'm just trying to relax. So, yeah, speakerphone people.
All right, that's fair.
Why is it so prevalent at, like, a doctor's office or a medical
thing? I don't know.
That's what I don't understand.
In a place where you
should
be
quiet. Is it because it's just old people? I mean, I'm an old person.
But it's places where you should be quiet.
Yep.
Generally speaking. All right, Justin, here is your question. What does TNT stand for, as in the explosives?
Let's see here.
It's not dynamite.
Angus Young might know, but let's see.
Give any idea.
I used to know, but... Not anymore.
I knew the T in the N, but I wasn't sure of the last T.
Yeah, one of them's nitroglycerin, right?
Not nitroglycerin. It's trinitrotoluene.
I'm not sure if I've ever heard that.
Really?
No. Nope.
I mean, you don't hear it much, but yeah. All right, Justin. According to the Bible, there were how many plagues of Egypt?
Let's see here. So you had... Let's see here. There was the... Well, so it was locusts. Was that five?
Oh, no, it was twice as bad. 10 plagues of Egypt. Miles, can you give me some yakety sacks as we review the 10 plagues of Egypt? I don't know what Egypt did, but God's like, yeah, I'm bringing it to you, man.
Well, they wouldn't let the Hebrews go.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he was a little salty about that. So your 10 plagues of Egypt, in order. We have blood. The Nile River and all other bodies of water in Egypt turned to blood, killing the fish and making the water undrinkable. Number two, we have frogs. Swarms of frogs infested the land, entering homes and even beds. At number three on the 10 plagues of Egypt, lice. Mice or gnats cover the land, infesting people and animals and giving rise to the term cooties. At number four, flies. Swarms of flies plague the Egyptians, causing distress and potential disease. At number five on the 10 plagues of Egypt, we bring you livestock pestilence, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
A deadly disease struck the livestock of the Egyptians, killing many animals. At number six, boils. Who doesn't find boils sexy? Egyptians and their livestock develop painful boils on their skin. At number seven on the 10 plagues of Egypt, we bring you hail. A hailstorm, not the band, but a hailstorm of fire and ice destroyed crops and trees. Coming in at number eight, everybody's favorite bug, everybody's favorite insect, locusts. A massive swarm of locusts devoured all remaining vegetation. At number 10, we have Charlie Murphy, a.k.a. Darkness. A thick darkness enveloped Egypt for 3 days, making it impossible to see. And finally, number 10 on the list of your Egyptian plagues, death of the firstborn. That's right, the final plague was the death of every firstborn son in Egypt, both human and animal. Lucky for you ladies, if you were firstborn, you get to keep on kicking.
I'm not going to lie, I was trying to remember a Rugrats episode.
You're trying to remember what episode?
A Rugrats episode where they did the plague. They didn't do all of those.
They covered Wow. Rugrats a little different than I thought it was. All right, your question. The word alphabet comes from which two Greek letters?
Alpha and beta.
Boom. Yeah, nice job. Nice
job. Even clever. Same with ABBA.